to let it fit. He did until they went and put that other plate in there.
Yeah.
And he stayed crazy 3 months after he had that wreck. And Dr. Missouri and them said, you have to take and go ahead and put him in. Said, there's a veteran hospital, you can put him in there, it won't cost you a dime. He just like a baby. Everywhere I went, he was right there, and I couldn't work. And I didn't have no way to live. I went over there to Son Hastings. I'd say that I bought, I think, about $10,000 worth of stuff from him over there. Done all my trading and all. She went over there and told him, I said, son, that boy, I had him with me. I couldn't leave him, me and no lady.
Yeah.
And right where I was at, he was right there holding to me. And the old lady went back, he said, just go ahead back there, Miss, and fix up anything she wants. He said, whatever you got to have, $52 worth at one time, breathe out everything. And I went back in about 2 weeks, Sam's been them come over there and said, James says, you go ahead and that boy sleep and help me out a little bit. We were making a little bit over there, and I done all the will and everything. So you're helping out a little bit. Said, you going over there? Said, we got that bill paid. He said, when you get ready for groceries, go get it.
Yeah.
And most of one come by there, and he never offered me a dime. I got all them years I've given. Went there, and I went over there one Friday morning. We didn't have anything. And he was in the bed in there. He had old red nightgown hickey or robe he put on, and them old shoes, and I'd have to wash him and take him, give him a morning, get up and dress him. I told the old lady, I said, just don't let him know. It's about daylight. I got up, and I lit out, and I went on over there, and I come back. He got up running looking for me, and it raining, just slow mist of rain.
Yeah.
When I got back up that Union and topped that hill, I seen him coming up the road. The old lady had to tell him. And, oh, Lord, love it. I believe it. Some of them niggas, they was behind him, and the old lady and them, they didn't know where he was going. And so I topped the hill. He got in the car with me and said, Daddy, how come you to go leave me? I said, son, I got to go get something to eat. Said, you all woke me up. Said, let me went with you.
Mm-hmm.
The old lady said, we got that pump down there. We had an old piece of front of a peanut picker. To, you know, with a belt, had old Simpson ball, it was pumping.
Yeah, yeah.
I got him. I went down there. He was in that package, like a little bit of young, and I got to look and see what I got and everything. I just slipped out the front door and went down there, and I fixed it. I know had all that wires and all that. He'd be grabbing hold of everything.
Yeah.
I went out there and take and got it fixed, about half fixed, and he missed me, and had them old high shoes on, and then they cut the porch off and fixed it like that, not there, you know, put
yeah.
pieces on the end there, and it
yeah.
was slick. Then here he come running, and he hit there, I got and his feet shot out from under, he went all the way down them steps. And they're talking about Dr. Moore said a week, that's the press of an egg, said kill him dead.
Mm-hmm.
His head bounced all down them steps, and he sat on that bottom step, and I come running up there and grabbed him. He said, Daddy, said, what I got these kimonos on for? Doesn't come back to his mind.
Is that so?
That's right. And he taken him, he raised up, and the old lady had a tub of water in there. Says, I know J.R. and them looking for me, said, you know, I got them books. It had been 6 months. I had them books all fixed out. He taken care of all the books and everything.
Yeah.
He said, I know they got them in a mess. I ain't been there since yesterday morning. The old lady said, your khakis and everything said, laying on the bed, says, ready. And he went in there and said, your shorts, got everything for you. Went in there, took him a bath. I went in and sat down on the side of the bed. He took him a bath. Taking him one of here and his hair done got long and all, couldn't take care of him. The old lady cut a little bit, and I cut a little bit. It wasn't too bad, and kept him.